This is Daf Beit. We're beginning Maseches Kedushin, the last Masechta of Seder Nashim. Very exciting. That means in around 80-something days, we'll make a Siyum on Seder Nashim. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha niknes b'shlosha drachim. A woman is acquired, Kedushin is performed with her in three different ways. V'kona es asma b'shtei drachim. She buys herself back. She gets separated from her husband in two different ways. Niknes b'kesed b'shar b'bi. As we know, she could be acquired either through giving money, through giving her a star, or through bia. Those are the three ways that Kedushin's performed with her. And the ways that, in terms of kesef, the Gemara has a machlokes, shami beis hillel, Mishnah says. Beis shami omrim bedinar b'shava dinar, how much kesef needs to be used? So beis shami says it's a dinar. Not only a dinar, not only the coin that's called a dinar, but even the shava dinar, even something that has the value. You give a piece of cloth, you could give a piece of gold, as long as it's worth a shava dinar. Basila omrim pruta ubishava pruta. No, he has a different measurement, a pruta, that coin of a pruta, or something that's worth a pruta, and that's how he paskin, of course. Vakami pruta, what exactly is the measurement of a pruta? So the Mishnah tells us, echad mishmona b'isar lucky. It's 1/8 of this type of iser, of it lucky. Doesn't mean much to us right now, but that's the value back then, and they appreciated this much more. So those are the three ways to get married. How do you kones atzma? How does she buy herself back? How does she end the marriage? So it's either beget, uvamisas baal, if the husband hands her the get, as we've been learning this last masechta, the past 90 days, or the husband dies, so that's the way she goes free. Mishnah says, hayivama niknes bebia. Yivama, as we know, she's niknes only with bia. Yivama, again, just to remind ourselves, is when a woman loses her husband and they have no children, so then her brother-in-law has the option of performing yibum, so the bia is the only way that its kinyan is created there. The kones asma, but she could also release herself b'chalitza. If the brother-in-law does chalitza, then she goes free. Uva misas hayavim, or if the brother-in-law or all the brother-in-laws die, that's also a way of her becoming free. Okay, the number of Rashi's to do here. Let's just look at Rashi for a second. B'kesef uvashtar. Rashi writes, Mifarsh b'brayis b'gmar daf heimen beiz, noshin la kesef o shava kesef. You have to hand the lady the money or the value. V'omer la, you have to say to her, this is very important, you have to do an amira. Hareat mikudesh shali. So that's how it works with kesef. You hand her, there's an asina, and then there's an amira. When it comes to a shtar, you have to be kosev la'al hanir. You have to write within the paper, afa pishen oshava pruta. Even though the paper is worthless, or it's worth much less than the pruta, you're not taking the avenue of kesef. It's a completely different avenue. So all you have to do is say, rather write, hareat mikudesh shali. You write it in the document, hand it to her, she accepts it, that's a good kedushin. And bia, bav aleha v'amar, the bia has to be accompanied by an amira, it has to be clear what's going on, otherwise it's a bias nus, and he has to say, hiskachi li b'biazu. So those are the three different ways Rashi just adds in, where the Mishnah doesn't tell us that there's a need for an amira. Shtar doesn't require an amira, because the ksiva itself serves as the amira in the shtar. Okay, interesting tosis here for a second. A short tosis writes, Beishame omrim, bedinar. So he quotes Maseches Edios, Tani la gavei kule beishame v'chumer beishila. This is one of the few exceptions where beishame is mekel and beishila is machmir. And he ends up saying, even though there's an afkamina, afa gav de'i kabla kadushin me'acher havi beishame l'chumer. What happens is, so Beisham might be l'chumra. Let's say she accepts the money from Beisham, from in Beisham's shita, in his world. So it's a smaller coin, a cheaper coin, so now she's married, so that's a kula, but it also has a chumra, because now if she accepts someone else's marriage, that wouldn't take effect, so every kula really has chumra. But without jumping to a new scenario, the initial machlokas is, Beis Shammai is more mekel, what creates a kedushin, it's a lesser coin, Beis Hillel is more machmir. So this is one of the few exceptions that Beis Hillel is more machmir.
Dinar is less than a pruta?
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, that happens to be this next host is very, very nice. Also, it's very long. We're not going to go through it, though. How Shava Kesef works exactly. But different sources of how you know Shava Kesef works. There's like the first sugya any shir will give on this Tosos, the nature of Kinyan Kesef, how Kinyan Kesef works. But not for now. Okay, the Gemara says, Ha'isha niknes, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha niknes, that she is acquired. Maishna hacha detani ha'isha niknes. U'maishna hasam, why in the next parak it says detani ha'ish mekadesh? The two differences. One is, who's the subject here? Is it the woman or is it the man? And number two is, the verb being used, is it a lashon kinyan or is it a lashon kedushin? So the Gemara says, Mishum dekai baile misne kesef, since one of the examples of kedushin in this Mishnah is kesef. V'kesef minol, and how do you know that kesef works? Because gamar kicha kicha miste afron. It's written in ksiv hach, it says by kedushin ki yikach ish isha. The lashon kicha is used when a man is acquiring a woman. Uksiv Hasim, it's written when Avram butts the Ephron, it says, Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimenu Lashon Kicha. So you have Kicha Kicha, so that's how you know that Kesef works. Just like Kesef works for Kicha of Ste'efron, so too Kesef works for Kedushin. Fine, that's point one. Point two is now, and Kicha Ikre Kinnin. We know in general that Kicha is called a Kinnin. The Pasuk says, Hasada Asher Kana Avram. So that acquisition referring to that he bought Ste'efron as a Kinnin, Inami, another source that it means Kinnin, Sados Bekesef Yiknu. So we see from here, so since again, let's build a whole step here, that Ste'efron was bought with Kesef, and Kicha was used in the context of Ste'efron. And Kicha is mentioned by Kedushin, so Kesef works by Ste'efron, it works by Kedushin. That's part one. Ste'efron is also referred to as a Kinyan. So just like Ste'efron, Kinyan Kesef is called a Kinyan, so to Kinyan Kedushe Kesef is also called a Kinyan. So for that reason, we wanted to use a Lashon of Isha Niknes as opposed to Kedushin. We use Niknes, it's a Lashon of Kinyan, to indicate this Drasha, how we know Kesef Kedushin works. Okay. So going on to Amud Beis now, the Gemara says on the top, Tane, so the second question, so that explains the difference between Kedushin versus Kinyan. This parak's Kinyan, and the next parak is Kedushin.
Why do you need the Yirmiyahu Sados Bekesef Yiknu for?
Right. So if you look at Rashi, Tosos, does he address this question? Let's see. Tosos writes on top, Inami Sados Bekesef Yiknu, he says, and he asks a different question. It could be a third pasuk. I'm not sure why we need this other one. Let's see. I thought the address to someone does.
The English says Tosfos does, but doesn't say which one.
Let's see. Maybe it's later on.
I think I remember something along the lines of that they wanted more from Chumash as opposed from Navi.
No, so
but that's the first pasuk.
What?
But why do they have to bring a second pasuk?
Bring the Yirmiyahu pasuk. You have the pasuk from the Rosh.
So they say down here is that because from Asher Sadesh Asher Kon Avram is not so clear that he used Kesef in that case. So we prefer the Chumash than the Navi, but it's not so clear. But this pasuk it says Sados Kesef Yiknu. It's clearer that Kesef is being used for Kinyan.
Right. Okay.
The Gemara now says, Tani Ha'isha Niknes, a woman is acquired. So that's why we have a lashon of Niknes here, and that finishes the line in the first parak. So the Gemara asks, V'nisne Hasam Ha'ish Kone. So let's be consistent. The first parak is lashon Akinim, the second parak should also be lashon Akinim, and fine, you want to be from the perspective of a man, so do Ha'ish Kone. So the Gemara says, Meikara Tani Lishna Daraisa. In the first parak, they use a lashon of Kinyan. Ulafasof Tani Lishna Derbanan. And the second parak, we use the lashon of Derbanan. My Lishna Derbanan. The Aser La Achuliyama Kektish. When a man engages a woman, Bikadushin, he's Makdisher, it's Hektish that she's Aser to the entire world. Rashi doesn't say anything, but Tosa says something. Tosa writes, The Aser La Achuliyama Kektish. She's Aser, even though she's Aser to the husband now, until they get married, she's also Aser to the rest of the world. So Tosos writes, V'harei ha'mikudeshes li, Kolomer, what does that mean? K'lios li mikudeshes li olam bishvili. You should be designated, you should be hektish to me exclusively. K'mo da gemar nidarem, harei ha'mikudeshin l'shamayim, li'os l'shamayim, so you're saying now you should be li, mikudeshes li. U'pashta de milsa. The simple reading is, Mikudeshes li, yuchadesh li, muzumenes li. It doesn't mean lashon ha'kedushin. Pash just means, it's just designation. The Gemara is taking it a step further, that really means mamash hektish. So then he says, Miu im haya omer talzum mikudesh li, ein nir shayol gavi isha, b'mash d'mitzachedesh li yoslo, hi nerseres l'chol, v'abakika v'talas lo shayach l'imrachi. Okay, side point, we don't have to address that right now. But either way, lashon kedushin means lashon of a hektish. Now this is a huge, huge discussion that we've shown him. This is a very important, fundamental point. Whether you categorize kedushin as a kinyan, dine mamnis, or is it a hektish, dine iser. So there are tons of nafkaminas. We have many rules. Safek mamon, right? Motin mechaver lav haraya. And safek iser, we go l'chumra. So a lot of different, there's a machlokas in the Gemara Nedarim about the Yados. When it comes to Yados Kedushin, if you remember Masechas Nedarim, Yados, when it comes to Nedarim, there's a big machlokas, Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, Shmuel and others, whether that's Yadayim or not. So there's machlokas also when it comes to Kedushin, the Gemara Nedarim mentions. So some Rishonim say, well, you have to be Machmir in Kedushin because it's like Nedarim, it's like Dinei Isser. Others say, no, it's Dinei Mamonis, you have the Dinim of Mamonis. So you have all the time this machlokas, whether it's Kedushin or whether it is a Kinyan. And the Gemara now says, "V'nisne Hacha ha'ish kone mishum. So why don't you say here? Let's be consistent with who the subject is. Why do we say the isha here and the ish there? Have the ish be the one doing the action. Say ha'isha makne in the first parak as well. Or isha kone rather. Ha'ish kone. So the Gemara says, Mishum de kabai lemisnei seifa, because the seifa, we wanted to teach from the woman's perspective, vikone es atma bidida, that she acquires herself back, taninama resha bidida. So too, we teach from her perspective, because she's buying herself back, so she should also be acquired, let herself be acquired in the beginning. Gemara says, I've got another solution. Let's talk from the perspective of the man, even in this parak, and say, vinisnei ha'ish kona, that a man acquires the woman. And you could also say, makne, and let him be makne her back to herself. So the Gemara says that doesn't really work out, because that makes sense by gittin, he's makne her to herself. But mishum dika misas habal delav ihu kamakne min shemaim hu demakne la. When he dies, so he's not the one being makne to her, he dies, and Hashemaim is the one who gives her back. So this is an interesting discussion here. I think it actually comes in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, if Rav Chanan, but I'll mention it here anyways. Could be in this stuff. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it's this stuff. There's a machlokas, the nature of misa sabal. When the husband dies, do we view that as a misa, like gittin, that he gives her, it's a nesina, it's a misa, or just b'mitzias, she has no husband anymore, so mimela, min shemaya, makne herself. What's the nafgamina? So Rabbi Chanan quotes at Shumas Hadeshim. Shumas Hadeshim asks the following question. What happened to Eliyahu Navi's wife? Eliyahu Navi disappeared. So is his wife now single? Is she mutter? Or not? He never died. So there's no misa there, but he's b'mitzias, he's not around anymore. He said, right, it could be an aguna. So he says, you're going to tell me, he asked his own questions to himself. He didn't, no intense questions to him. So he said to himself, maybe you're going to tell me it's not a real relevant shayla, it's not halach l'maisa. No, it is, because Rabbi Shimon Levi, at the end of Maseches Ksubos, I think it was, he came back to life. He never died. He just disappeared. So it could happen. If someone zocha to Eliyahu Navi's level, you could also come back to that point. So what's the status of the wife when the husband just disappears in Ruchnius?
Yeah,
exactly. So how does that work? So he says it depends on this. If Mises Abal is a din and a mice, you need a mice and Mises Abal. Well, then there was no mice as Mises Abal. So she would still be a married woman. But if it's B'mitzias, he's just no longer there. So B'mitzias, Eliyahu Navi, Rabbi Shimon Levi wasn't around anymore, so then she would be mother. So that's an interesting discussion. And the Gemara now says, Ibai Seima, Itana Kona. Yeah, another answer is if it's said that he buys her from in this parak, we should write Haish Kona Havamina. I would have thought Afil Balkarcha, he could acquire her and just pick out whoever he wants from the shuk and say you're mine. Tana Haish Niknes, from her perspective that she's acquired, meaning Dimidaita in only if she agrees to this. Shalomidaita lo. If she does not agree to this, then it will not work. She has a say when it comes to kedushin. Gemara wants to know now, this next Amid is very much connected to grammar, and so we don't always appreciate these things, but let's go through it anyways. We're not going to skip it, of course, but it's about grammar. The Gemara says, "My irya detani shalosh lisnei shalosha." So why does the Mishnah use the lashon of shalosh, why does it say shalosh drachim as opposed to shalosha drachim? So the klal is, when it comes to grammar, I could be wrong, I learned this many years ago, but I believe it works as follows. When the object is in the masculine, zachar, so then the number is in the nekeva. So it should really be shalosha, which is nekeva, drachim. That's how it works. And if the object is, let's say, drachos, for example, that's a made-up word, but let's say it's drachos, which is nekeva, so then the number is in the masculine, which would be shalosh drachos. So the other examples, we say, let's say, behemos. You'd say arba behemos, as opposed to arba behemos, arba, which is zachar, that really goes with its opposite when it comes to numbers. So the Gemara says, so it should really be shalosha drachim. Why does it say shalosh drachim? It's not the correct grammar. So the Gemara says, mishum de kabay lemisne, because we have to teach derech. V'derech apparently is lashon nekeva. Now, even though derech, when it's plural, becomes drachim, drachim is zachar, derech is really nekeva, the Gemara tells us. So since it's nekeva, the number has to be zachar, which is shalosh derachim. How do we know that derech is nekeva? Dechsiv v'hodata lahem es aderech yelchu ba. That you will show the way that you'll go on the derech. Ba is nekeva, so ba is qualifying derech, so derech therefore must be nekeva. So since derech is nekeva, we said shalosh derachim. Gemara says, is it really true that derech is lashon nekeva? Velahadatani, the Braisa tells us, Beshiva Drachim, both Knis Azov, when Azov has this emission, he doesn't know where it comes from, it just happens to him, so we test him out in seven different ways. Rashi tells us the seven different ways here, like three lines from the top. Bodkim es hazav, b'maychel, u'v'mishta, b'choli, b'masa, b'kvitzu, u'mara, v'hira. You show him all these things, whether it's food or drink or an illness or he jumps. You check the zav in seven different ways. And Rashi says, shema machmas echad mehem rav anus huvvatar. Maybe it came about, this zav came about, the ziva came about because of some anus. And he wouldn't be, have the din of zav, because the Gemara says, that Rashi quotes, rachmana amar, Mibisaro me'e love has to come from him, velo machmas ones. It can't be from ones. Fine. So we have to check him in seven different ways. Now we care for the grammar here. So back to the Gemara, it says, Bishiva derachim. Now Shiva, that's in the keva, but that's supposed to qualify a word that's zachar. So Shiva tells it derech. Derech is really zachar now. You're with me on the grammar here? It's the opposite, remember. So Shiva derachim, that tells us that derachim is really zachar. So the Gemara says, it should say nisnei sheva. Just like it says shalosh drachim, it should say sheva drachim. So Gemara says mishum the kaibai lemisnei derech, because we have to use a lashon of derech, meaning what? How does it answer the problem here? And the Gemara continues va'ashichan de derech dekrei lashon zachar, because derech is really a lashon zachar now according to this mishnah. How do we know? Dechsev v'derech echad yatzolecha. So echad is a that echad's tricky now. Echad is qualifying a zachar word.
Then it says Shiva Drach.
Exactly. So therefore it says, so Shiva is also a qualifying a zachar. So we have derech that sometimes is zachar, and sometimes derech is nekeva. So there's an inconsistency here. Mara says, Shiva Drach minasu lefanecha. Okay. Ihachi, that's the case. Kashukra hadadai. Then there's a steer in the psukim. The kashinami masisna hadadai. There's a steer in the psukim. There's a steer in Mishnah. Is derech nekeva or is derech zachar? So the Gemara says, Kra hadadai lo kashan. The psukim are not considered inconsistent. Why? Hacha debetar kai. One of them is referring to when it says the pasuk above, Hodata lahem as a derech yelchuba, it's referring to a specific derech, the derech haTorah. And Torah, of course, is a lashon, Torah ikri lashon nekeva. Dichsev tar sashem tamima. It doesn't say tar sashem tamim, it says tamima. Tamima is a nekeva, mishivas nefesh. So therefore, kasan la b'lashon nekeva. So that's why the pasuk above, hodata lahem es haderech yelchuba, is lashon nekeva, because it's talking about the derech of Torah, and the derech of Torah is a nekeva. Hasam over there, dibim ucham, okay, the pasuk there by the Shiva Drachim, by the Rashiva Drachim Yanusul Vanecha, is talking about war. So war now is darcho shel ish lasos mechama, vein darcho shel ish lasos mechama. It's men, their nature to fight, and it's not the nature of women to fight. So therefore, mechama is shayach only to men. That's why it says zachar, kasav b'lashon zachar. Now this line, by the way, is interesting. There are two halachas that are affected by this line here, that derech of an ish to fight, not the derech of an isha. Anyone know the two different applications?
Yeah, well, they enlist women in the army.
Right, no, but in terms of the...
carrying weapons.
So, okay, that could be a third, I think, a third case. Right. The Mishnah Shabbos says, in terms of carrying on Shabbos, it says, Beged Isha and Kli Gaver, that a woman can't wear Kli Gaver, can't wear man's clothing. Yeah. So the example of the Mishnah says, carrying weapons, swords and spears, so women don't carry guns. So that's one, I didn't think about that. And there's another area, Puruvu. The Gemara Nivama says that Puruvu v'chavshua, derech shel ish lichvoshvein, derech shel ish lichvosho, men are chayv and Puruvu, women are not chayv. There's a third application that's a Minchas Chinuch says that Parsha Zachar this coming week. That women, according to Minchas Chinuch one day, they're potter in Parsha Zachar. Why? Because the whole idea of Parsha Zachar is in order to remember, to get upset, and to lead to Mechias Amalek, Mechemes Amalek. Women are potter in Mechemes Amalek, they don't fight, so therefore they're potter in the Zechias Amalek. Men who are chayv in Mechias Amalek, they're chayv in Zechias Amalek. So some say it's not a good raya. Firstly, because Zechir might be independent from Mechir. Number two is the Mishnah Sota says that there are certain situations by Mechemes Mitzvah that even a Kala B'chupasa has to go out to fight in the war. So women aren't always, typically, by default, they usually are Pater, but there are exceptions that they're sometimes they are Chayiv. Either way, there's interesting application.
Also, let's say Megillah is the guy by Zechir Samalek, Mechemes Samalek.
But everyone says women are Chayiv in Megillah.
But that's for Afimai, right. Nice, beloved Afimai because of. In other words, they say the ikur is because of Zechir.
Aha. So women are only chai from another side point.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's right. Makes nafkamina if they could read for you or not.
Right, you got Tosas there in Daf Gimel, yeah.
Esther was point center there.
Right, but she wasn't fighting, though.
Right.
She was involved in the nace. That's why they're included.
That's the kasha they have. Right. How can you say Afayim? Well, it's the nace, but she was the nace.
Right. Okay, fine. Further, the Gemara says now. So that explains in the pesukim each context. Meaning, derech is a word that really takes on the context. So one context is about Torah nekeva, and the other context is about mechama, which is slightly a different way to. It's mechama itself is a word that's in nekeva, but since men fight, that derech takes on a zacha. So that explains the pesukim. What about the mishnayos? The Gemara says. Masnisna dadi lokashi. The two mishnayos are also not a stira. Hacha dilagavi isha kai katani labalashin nekeva. Our mishnah, which talks about the woman's perspective, that ha'isha niknes. So we teach in lashon nekeva, which means shalosh drachim. Shalosh again is a nekeva type of number. Hasam dilagavi ish. When talking about the case of the zav, talking about a man who's a zav. The darchal sheish lebadik vein darchal sheish lebadik. The men are checked, not women, because women the ha isha nami beonis mitame. If a woman sees dam, even when she's not supposed to, she becomes a zava. We don't care how it happens, even beonis. So it doesn't depend on her at all. So therefore, but opposed to a man, the bedika only applies to a man. So therefore, since it's talking about a man, where the mishnah chose derech as a lashon zachar, tani lashon zachar. So that explains a different mishnah. So that explains a different psukim. Now says two wide lines down. My time, the tani shalosh, mishum drachim. Why do we use the word three shalosh? Because we have to use the lashon of drachim. So you know what? I've got a better solution. Nisne dvarim. Use the word dvarim instead of drachim, the three items to get married. Venisne shlosha, and then you could use the word shlosha because dvarim is zachar. Shlosha is also a number for zachar. And then no questions, no steers of mishnayos here though. Mar says, because mishum de kabai lemisne bia. We have to teach bia. And bia ikri derech. And bia is called a derech. It can't be called a davar. A bia is not an object. Kesef and shar can be used as davar. Those are objects. Bia obviously is not a davar. So derech has to be used. Dechsev derech gever be'alma. Kein derech isha minafes. It's a pasuk that's found where? In Mishle. So that since we see that bia is called derech, we use derech for all three of them. Mar says, it doesn't make sense. Hatinach bia. Kesef shtar ma'ikla memra. So mishum bia v'tani tarti atu chada, because bia is derech. So we have to teach two. You're gonna tip the scale because one over two. If two is shach to say davar and one shach to say derech, so why would bia of derech override the two that shach to say davar? So Gemara says hanach nami tzarech bia ninu. Those are also even shtar and kesef also litzarech bia. They lead to bia, of course. So therefore, bia is really the overwhelming avenue here to be used. And therefore, we taught derech because of bia. Ibai Zema, alternatively, hamani who authored our mishnah? It's authored by Rabbi Shimon. He ditani Rabbi Shimon Omer bipneima amar Torah. Why does the Torah say? Ki yikach ish isha, that a man acquires a woman, v'lo kasav kisilkach, lashon kisilkach, that she is bought. It's a passive, that she gets bought. Why don't we say kisilkach isha liish, that she's bought to the man, if you will? Mipnei, so why are we saying that the man buys her as opposed to her being bought? Mipnei, shedarachel shel isha lachaz al isha, ben darachel shel isha lachaz al isha. We know, that's the nature of women and men. Men chase women, women don't chase men. This applies in many, many arenas. There's Rashi al-Torah and Parashat Bereishis about this Indian. That's one of the curses of Chava, that she will never ask her husband for Tashmish, only he'll ask her. A similar type of idea. The nature of women are more tanua than men, of course. Gemara says, now this is really interesting, what's the panemius behind why men are chasing women? Why were they made that way? So Rashi says, the Gemara says a fascinating idea. It's a mashal la'adam sh'av de la'aveda. A person loses his object. So mi chozer me, who chases who? The Baal Aveda, the one who lost the object, is obviously mechazer al avedaso. The Aveda doesn't look for its owner. The owner looks for the object. So what's the connection here? Because we know that Chava came from the rib of Adam Rishon. He's looking for his rib. He's looking for her. And this is not chas v'shalom to say that women are objects and we're chasing our lost objects. But that's the panemius that all the way goes back to the times of Adam and Chava. He's looking for her lost, his better half. That's in essence what's going on here. Okay, the Gemara now says, that which the Mishnah says, b'shivat derachim bot kinis hazav. So why do we have to use lashon of derech in the case of Zav? Because apparently the word derech always gives us a lot of problems. It's too confusing what type of, whether it's zach or nekeva. Let's try to avoid that. So why teach shivat derachim bot kinis hazav? Lisnei devarim, that the seven things that can be checked. Hasam there, hakamashmana, comes to teach us, didarecha demichle yisera, that it's derech to eat a lot. So ziva. If a person eats a lot of food, it's going to lead to ziva. The derech, the way the person keeps, you know, he, the way he acts, the derech of a person leads to ziva. So that's why we wanted to use a lashon of derech. It all depends how he manners himself. The derech of the mishteh yisera, a person, if he normally drinks a lot, less will lead to ziva, that too is going to lead to ziva. So derech, therefore, was also very appropriate to be taught in the context of the mishnah and zav. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's do this in the case of the esrog here. Gemara says, Vad, it's not that the mishnah which teaches us, esrog shava li'ilan shlosha derachim, that the esrog tree is very unique. It's similar to a regular tree in three ways. So the Gemara doesn't continue the whole mishnah, but the Rashi, let's see, Rashi tells us here, look at Rashi above, just to get an understanding of the context here, even though it's really not important. He says, b'shlosha derachim, arla viravai noegba ki'ilan. So the halacha is that the first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's arla. The fourth year is netir vai. You bring the fourth year fruits to the Yerushalayim to be eaten. So the cutoff date of Tu Bishvat is the same for esrog, like all other trees. Then Rashi says, Ule inyan shivis holchin peperos of acher hachanata kilan velo acher likita kiyarek. So when it comes to shivis, very, very, very relevant. The shul just sent out an email. I got this shaila earlier in the week about clementines. He bought clementine, his mother bought clementines for, apparently it's from Israel. What do you do with this chashash shvius? So the guy who told me, the Talmud who called me, he thought his mother bought them from Costco, so I didn't think it was a global issue to have the Gourmet Glatt. But a couple days later, I saw that Gourmet Glatt sent down this email that the clementines, some of them were actually bought from Israel, and clementines are still, that are being sold now, are from Shemitah, from last year. Wow. So what point do you follow? What point do you follow? Beer. The beer, it doesn't take place. I called up the OU, a guy. I emailed the guy from the OU who I know. When does beer take place for Shemitah? Each fruit has a different season. So he told me it happens in April. So there are a couple weeks left. You're allowed to eat it still, but you have to eat it with the Kedusha Shavius, which means you can't waste the food. You have to put it in a different bag.
You have to do
Meiser. If it's Shemitah, there's no Hafrash Meiser during Shemitah. Now, if it's a case, but
the, well, if it was it, so, but if it wasn't Shemitah, you'd have
exactly. But if it was also through Mechiras, Hetter Mechira, then it would not have Shemitah, then it would be an issue of Chumas and Meisers. Okay. So the Chashash, you have to maybe take Misafik, Chumas and Meisers from those fruits.
If it was Mechira.
If it, you don't know, you have no idea where it came from. It's a Safik.
Oh, might, what are you saying? Might have had Mechira?
If it had had the Mechira, that means there's no din in Shemitah. There's no din in Shemitah, then you have to take Chumas and Maisos like any other fruit from Eretz Yisrael.
You never know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. So it's a Suffolk. You have to take
it. You know exactly where they came from. There's a label on the box.
But you don't know which farm it came from. What's that? Maybe you can do some research further, who is the owner of the initial farm.
But I thought Hetter Mechira takes away the Shemitah.
Exactly. When there's no Shemitah, that means there's a Chiv Maiser. Chumas and Maiser, yeah.
But not if you buy from a guy.
If you buy from, that's a machlok because you saw in Gemara and Gittin about that, right. So it's still chai, it still would be chai. We hold it, even the guy owns it, it's still chai in Shumas and Maisas in Eretz Yisrael.
So complicated.
Anyway, go by it. Sorry to go off topic. Either way, so when it comes to Shemitah, the machlok is, at what point is the chi of Shemitah kick in? So when it comes to fruit, when the fruit already ripens on the tree, that's when there's a chi of Shemitah. When it comes to vegetables, when you pick it. So if I pick the vegetable during this year, the vegetables now that you'll buy from Eretz Yisrael will not be Shemitah. Because you picked it during this year, the eighth year, or the first year. But fruit, even though you're picking them now, if they ripened last year, so then it's going to be still Shemitah. So says this Mandamar that Esrog follows all fruit, that it all goes based on when it ripens. So
isn't that the whole chiddush of the Esrog that stays on the tree for a very long time?
From year to year, right.
Well, last year there was a problem with Shemitah. You can't have a 2 year problem.
No, this past. Only this past.
Yeah, no. It's,
last year was a problem with Shemitah years.
Depends on each fruit. I'm telling you.
Not for Srogan. Right? Not for Srogan.
Srogan wasn't a problem with Shemitah last year.
He's the Bucky.
No.
So this year is a problem.
This year was. It's not anymore. That was. What was this past Sukkot was a problem with Shemitah.
Well, all that Srogan we're going to have this kind of Sukkot will be ripening during this year, which is fine. So the Gemara says now. So again, so why do you say drachim when it comes to the din of esrog? Listen, devarim. It should teach devarim instead of drachim. Gemara says mishum debainan masni b'seifa, because the seifa had to teach uliyerach b'derech echad. And when the Mishnah is describing the categorization of esrog, it's similar to a tree in three regards. But there's one din that's similar to vegetables. And that's in terms of the shas, when you take meiser, it follows the vegetables. Okay, without explaining that, there's a Rashi there. But either way, since the Seif had to teach derech echad, so we also taught the Reisha drachim, where it asks the same question. So Seif anami nisei davar. So why not be consistent? Maybe make the entire Mishnah about esrog to be talking about use the word davar and not use the word derech. So the Gemara then says, and we'll stop here in the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Hasam there by the din of esog, this comes to teach us that the darcha de esog, the way of an esog, is kiyerek. It's similar to an esor, to a yerek, a vegetable. What's the similarity? Ma yerek darchel li gadal kamayim, just like the vegetables grow in any types of waters. We'll see Rashi in a second. Ubishas li kitaso isuro, and when zechi meiser, when you pick it, when you pick the vegetables, when you pick the carrots, when you pick the potatoes, that's when it kicks in. So too, af esok darchel li gadal akolmayim. So too, esok is able to grow in all types of waters. So therefore, the same din ubishas li kitaso isuro. So therefore, when the zechi meiser kick in for esok, whenever you pick it, that's when there's a zechi meiser. So it's because the derech, the way, the similarity is because the way they grow. That's why derech is taught in the seif of the Mishnah. So therefore, derech is taught in the of the Mishnah. So what does it mean that water grows in all water? So Rashi, I think it's a big machlok we're showing him here, but Rashi takes one of the approaches. He says, you have to draw water to water the vegetables, the hainu time of the yerek. That's a reason for vegetables. He goes on to discuss this as well. As opposed to trees don't need to water, a tree gets from the rain, but vegetables need to be watered, so you need to draw any water you can get in order to water the vegetables, so to water the esrog. Okay? Hatzlacha in this new limud.
Amen.